too. I think you're right. I think it goes right
just under the wire.
Yeah. All right, we're recording.
Depends,
yep.
Your millennials.
Is that on?
How angry you got at the new Ghostbusters?
So, like, if you were really mad about the new Ghostbusters, you're a millennial. If you don't care about the new Ghostbusters at all, you're everybody else.
You know what I learned with this podcast? We never start.
We're
That's why we
recording,
have a producer.
So now let's do
Like actually start the
podcast. Yeah, like hi.
So welcome to Speaking Millennial.
Yeah.
Right? That's it. All right. Hey, welcome to Speaking Millennial. I am Bill Spadia. I'm here with our producer, Jessica Nutt, and the very funny Jay Black. And
wait, hang on. Why are you saying it like that? There's a little bit of an edge.
There's like, a bit of an edge, Jay.
Very funny.
You know why? I'm going to tell you why. Here's what's on my mind before I introduce our millennial guest. Yeah. Let me do that first. Okay. Matt Rooney is here.
Decidedly less funny.
Matt Rooney. Right. So I was thinking, because we've got this comedy show coming up,
mm-hmm.
and you're helping me write the jokes because I'm going to New York, I'm competing.
Yep.
Every joke goes back to porn.
Yeah.
And I'm wrestling with this. I'm like, I don't know if I can pull off porn jokes.
I'm married.
Okay. But like, we took a dark turn today.
Yeah.
What's it called?
Hentai.
Can we say that?
I have no idea. I didn't Google
I did. Mm-hmm. I did. And don't do it. Do not do it. I was almost embarrassed to tell you that I Googled that.
I typed it in, and then I didn't like click on any of the links, but they all had big X's in front of them.
Yeah, right. Don't do it.
Yeah. No, I think if you actually type it in and you're a young woman, a face pops up on Google and goes, "What are you doing? Just go back to your life. Don't."
That's what happened.
Don't do this.
I only know what it is because my day job is being a divorce attorney. So
there
you
go.
Have to know these things. Wow. You learn these things even if you don't want to know these things.
A millennial divorce attorney. Who's getting married? Congratulations.
Doesn't get any more cynical than that, right? So it's amazing that I pulled it off.
God, so
it's
many
even
questions.
More amazing somebody said yes.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Right?
Yay.
So this is how you celebrate that. But I think we're going to have some questions about the whole divorce attorney thing, right?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Why would hentai come up in divorce proceedings? Like women complaining that their husbands are addicted to it?
People do some awful things. And as expensive as I am, I'm still less expensive than some therapists.
Yeah, right.
So these things still end up working their way into the conversations.
I discovered it because I perform at colleges, and I do a thing where I always go like, "What kind of porn are you into?" as a joke because everybody gets uncomfortable. And I said to a kid in the front row, "What kind of porn are you into?" And without missing a beat, as if he had it holstered, as if he was like walking into the comedy place going, "You know what? He might ask me about pornography, so I better just get ready now as what I like." I said, "What kind of porn are you into?" And he goes, "Hentai." I'm like, what is that? And all I saw was like the other college kids just making faces like, no, don't find out about this. And I was like tentacle stuff? And he was like, mm-hmm, tentacle
stuff.
See,
I didn't get that far in my search.
Yeah, no, don't need to.
I got to like this weird Japanese comedy about a weather girl.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's as far as I got. Okay, so someone give me the G-rated explanation.
Oh, wow.
Okay,
so Matt, do you want to take this? Because you probably had to explain this to clients. And they're like, how would you explain it to like this really innocent person that comes into your office?
I don't think you can really take this down to a G, but if I were to try, I guess I'd say imagine very pretty ladies.
Okay.
So far, he's pretty good.
Having very interesting encounters with monsters.
Octopi.
You know, that was pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You used the word violated, and I said, you know, is it violated? Is it pleasure? Like, I don't really understand the gist, but...
And I said, in Japan, there's not much of a difference between violated and enjoyed. Yeah. They don't know where that line is, I think.
I mean, this is a millennial thing, so I guess it's microaggressive, it's macroaggressive, it's just straight-up aggressive.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I think this is...
That was a really good G-rated explanation.
But I think
that's what I'm here for. I don't really know why I'm here, but
you're here because we were worried as you came in. Are you actually a millennial? But you are.
I'm not really sure. Yeah, I mean, I'm old. You can't see this because you're listening, but I'm only one in a jacket, so definitely.
Do
I mean, outside of Jessica, the best dressed person here.
I stopped home and threw a hat on.
This is designer.
Yeah. No, I said except for you, I'm the best.
You were the exception.
I'm number two.
So Jessica was one, you were two.
Exactly.
Jay, you're a little sloppy today.
I'm just going to say this is my best meatloaf t-shirt. I had one that had a hole in it. I didn't wear it.
That is a meatloaf t-shirt.
This is, and you know what? Given to me by Meatloaf. I was in Vegas.
No
I got a special tour of the Meatloaf show. I got to go see him. And then afterwards, he's like, "You want a t-shirt?" I was like, "Yeah, sure, Mr. Loaf." And he gave me a t-shirt. Then he came to my show, heckled me while drunk.
Did he really?
Yes, he did.
That's fantastic.
So, yeah, it was. I've been probably the only person here, I'd have to imagine, heckled by Meatloaf.
Oh, that's really good.
Yeah, and that voice just booms through the crowd when he's, you know.
That's something to aspire to.
Oh, yeah.
I think.
I figured, like, you know what? I've hit the peak. I'm retiring. Yeah. Nowhere to go. Then I met you, Bill Spadia.
And thank
I
said, you, know what? Jay. Thank
there,
you, Jay.
There's other peaks to be had.
See, that's why don't take anything into my hesitation earlier. It was just my mind was preoccupied with the whole hentai thing.
I understand.
And I'm like, I don't know. I don't know where to go with that. Like, I don't know if I can pull that off.
But, well, you know what? You shouldn't try to pull off hentai.
All right.
Secondly, I feel like this is a problem with the millennials because they are, you're a generation that has been, if I may say, soaked in pornography. Right? Because you grew up with the internet, right? We are of an age where it was still magazines. And even then it was magazines that you bought, you know, you had to find a willing bookstore, you know, or you had to find an older
7-Eleven would sell.
7-Eleven, yeah.
Until they got boycotted.
That's right.
Right? And then they changed.
Yep. So what about at 32? Was that an issue?
Pornography at this age?
When you were growing up.
When you were growing up, yeah.
Right, now at 32, do you like your porn these days?
I get a different type of pornography at work, you know what I mean? The human drama.
Yeah,
right. It's like real life.
Now I'm a full-fledged adult, so I'm just too damn tired.
Yeah, that's, you know, as a full-fledged adult, I can always find
you
a little...
You are also a full-fledged adult,
I can always find a little energy to... You know, I got to know what the kids are doing, you know, I don't want to...
It's research.
It's research.
I'm doing an article...
Above board.
I'm doing an article for the Christian Science Monitor, and I just need to know what pornography, I'm putting quotes around it, is. I don't know. I don't look at it. I have a wife. Why would I need it?
Yeah.
Everybody's looking at me. You can't see it, but they're just like,
this is why we record.
They're all looking at me. When is he going to crack?
Right.
Never. I'm never going to crack. But you became of age. You said you were born in 84, so like 97, 98. I'm imagining some AOL experiences.
Oh, yeah. I still remember the first pornography I ever saw. It had to be junior high. My friend gave me a floppy disk. If you're watching this and you're any younger than me, you have no idea what a floppy disk is.
I know what that is.
It kind of sounds like something pornographic, floppy disk. But no, it was how we
used to stay floppy
things.
For long.
Sorry. Depending on what was on it, I guess. But, you know, there was no clouds other than what was in the sky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's how you got it. I remember my friend gave it to me. It said, oh, check this out.
Yeah. And you
and I didn't know what I was in for.
And I think that's what happens is that they get soaked in it.
Yeah.
Right?
I remember there were like 7.5-inch discs and there were 5.5-inch, right?
Yeah, it's the only thing that got smaller.
It's the only got smaller. The discs got smaller.
The discs got smaller.
Then there was the hard drive and the whole thing.
But the you know, I feel like a lot of lonely nerds name
about
this stuff.
Yeah, the floppy disk, the hard drive. Let's think that through.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is I think that you get to the point where, like, you lived your whole life. You're like Bane. You know, it's like you were born to pornography, right? You grew up in it. So at a certain point, it's just like, well, we've lived our life in this. How about a monster? You know, like, I feel like that's the net end of where you're going to wind up if you start there.
It's like,
that's a good point.
Like the Aristocrats, the joke.
You keep...
Now, I don't know, as a comic, can you talk about that?
The Aristocrat, I can speak about. There was the movie.
There was the movie, Gilbert Gottfried, right, and the whole thing. So it's comics taking it to the next level to make it worse and worse and worse. Do you know the Aristocrats?
They do.
Yeah.
Jessica, do you?
The Aristocats, I know.
Yeah. Wow, okay. So see,
which of the two, that's my favorite.
I'm more concerned about the correct labeling of this podcast today.
You mean explicit or not explicit?
It's definitely explicit. Yes, I don't think there's any question there.
What the name's going to be?
No, the name. I mean, what was our last name that Matt, it shocked you a little bit? What did we call it?
Let's see. I know Erectile was in the title.
Erectile was definitely in the title.
I kind of got to that. It was a full stop.
And you showed up.
And then I was looking to see if I slipped away. Would they notice? Would Jessica be angry at me?
Is that why you wore the jacket?
Yes.
Okay.
Erectile empowerment.
Oh, erectile empowerment. That's right.
My name will be now saved in his phone as "Don't answer."
Yeah, that's it. Do not answer. Right. Do not answer.
This is one of those X's we were talking about before.
Yeah. X, don't answer.
So you get an X at work when it's like you can't click on it, like it's not.
This was on my iPhone. I don't know if so. I googled hentai.
Right.
And it was like X and then whatever. Is that a thing?
I don't know. I think Siri was trying to save you.
Can phones get?
Viruses?
Oh, yeah. I think they can.
The iPhone is kind of a lockdown system, so I don't think you're going to get one on that, but it might just be Siri going, girlfriend, you don't want to see this.
Yeah.
Okay, so
I live
not
in the cloud, and I'm not going to let you look at
it. You just don't have Wi-Fi right now.
But it says I do. This is the challenge that I have. I can't use the cloud. I don't understand the whole Wi-Fi thing. I don't get it. And now the last thing on my phone is going to be saved as hentai.
Right.
So it's honestly...
So Bill will be calling you shortly
when
he gets home.
Let's just hope you don't get dragged off the United flight and they check your phone.
So I have a question.
Right.
I have a question for you. You are a divorce lawyer.
That's true.
So you've seen the worst of marriage.
Yeah.
You've been doing it for how long? You're 32, so I imagine like 8 months. I don't know how long you've been doing it for. Right?
Just learn how to shave.
Yeah.
I guess about 7 years.
7 years.
Yeah, seven.
So 7 years of human misery has marched by your desk.
Yeah, and you got to think about it. You're 25, right? Which, right, in this day and age, 25 is like what 16 was 30 right. years yeah. ago. So your first day as a divorce lawyer, you're sitting across from
right?
a professional.
Right. Just as 25.
Right.
Yeah, so you're sitting across from a professional with gray hair, right? Right? And they're telling you this incredibly personal story about how they caught their wife with the pool boy. And their life is over and they're crying. Right. And you're a 25-year-old where your life experience is limited to student loans.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And I
right.
guess whatever you were Googling when you were in college.
Sure.
And you're thinking, like I'm not yeah. equipped to deal with this.
So, but what I'm curious about is after 7 years of a parade of the worst that humanity has to offer,
yeah.
you went, I'm going to get married now.
Yes.
Bill Burr has that great line, 50% of marriages end in divorce, but people are still doing it. This would be like if you went up to skydive, and the first 10 guys that went out, half of them just fell to the ground and died, and you went, I'll be fine. I'll be all right. I'm just going to jump, see what happens. What's different? Like, how are you approaching it differently versus how everybody else is going to approach it, knowing what the end result might be?
Well, look, I mean, if I can kind of, this is kind of sick and unbelievable, and I'm going to tie it into our tentacle porn
okay.
discussion.
Oh, I love when we loop back to
one of the things that categorizes my generation, defines my generation, is instant gratification, right?
Right.
And that's why so many people my generation are either divorcing, or actually what's really happening is they're not marrying to begin with.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, talk to me in 10 years and see how successful I am.
Okay.
But, you know, I think you learned what to look for.
Right.
And I think that's hopefully what I did. You know, I found somebody who I thought we had the compatibility in the right ways.
Right.
We were able to connect. We had communication, maturity, all things that I think most people in my generation aren't really paying much attention to.
Right. Mostly triceps is what they're looking for, or boobs.
Well, yeah. how can you blame them right. when you meet everybody on Match.com or Plenty Tinder. Of Fish or Tinder or whatever the heck else, right?
Yeah. Triceps and boobs, huh?
Well, I mean, I'm assuming that if we're going to be, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Superficial.
That's what you're...
Right, right. Okay.
But how could you not be superficial? Because, again, it's another thing that we've kind of turned into a kind of porn.
Right.
Right? Everybody, it's not somebody you're meeting through a group of friends at work.
Right.
You know, half our generation works from home or works mm-hmm. remotely.
Yep.
It's someone you're seeing online who has a Photoshop picture. You can't even tell what their face looks like right. half the time because it's completely Photoshopped and there's just that big white blur.
And you know, if it's from a high angle, stay away. It's high angle means oh boy.
Or if there's 15 friends and you can't pick them out of a
right.
lineup.
Right, right, right.
Because guaranteed it's the ugliest
person.
You
sound like you've been on Tinder before. Just saying.
No comment.
No comment. But
I tried this whole online thing.
You didn't meet this girl via Tinder.
I met her via Match.com.
Match.com.
That's fantastic. Okay.
Yeah. I did. This is a Match.com relationship.
You know, it's funny. As a comic, it's this weird
thing.
There's
material right there.
Well, this weird thing happened like right around 2011, where all these comics had a joke about, you know, Match.com mm-hmm. being, oh, what pathetic losers who go online to meet their girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Around 2011, everybody's like, we all met our girlfriend.
Right. That was everybody, right.
What do you mean? Like,
but
how,
it
do,
makes
how
sense,
did you
though.
Meet people?
I mean, you think about how many people in the world and how few interactions there are and how random that would be. But how do you there's a checklist? Is so that criteria?
So you go on and you try to find a picture where you don't look like a complete slob, and you put that up there. At least this right. is the guy's perspective. The female perspective may be a little different.
Uh-huh.
And then they ask you to talk about yourself, right? Your bio,
so you do a video.
Your likes, your interests.
Yeah. Is there a video?
There's ones where you can do a video.
Yeah. But don't do like, a video.
Yeah, don't
no,
do a video.
You don't do a video.
I would say no
it's
to video.
Be so really?
There's no way that you're going to do no that way. Well. You might do it well. You're a media personality, but the average person is going to be, is this on? I don't know if this is on.
Yeah, we all.
Yeah, I don't know.
You're kind of sitting in the stool by yourself. Yeah,
radio professional, you can probably pull it off. Matt Rooney, it would just be
yeah.
creepy.
Yeah.
It would just be creepy.
A lot of it just devolves into weeping. I'm so lonely. Just anyone.
Just
please.
Somebody just call me. Please.
Doesn't matter.
It'd be like a conversation with Hannibal Lecter. We're yeah. just looking at it.
Okay, that's going a little far. I'm so lonely. Come
it
to my house.
I'm going to close the loop.
We went from the tentacle porn all the way to Hannibal Lecter.
And yeah. we're 10 minutes in. Jessica already covering her face in shame.
Yes, already. Right. We did yeah. not take
we long. Made
a
lot of eye
contact. I'm wearing shades of red I didn't know existed.
And we've finally done it. That's the goal every podcast. We see at what point do we get to the embarrassment factor with Jessica.
Congratulations.
Yeah,
I'm glad I was here for this
was
record.
A lot quicker than
yeah,
than
oh,
I'm going to get Guinness Book
yeah,
on
sometimes
the, on
it takes a little
here.
Longer.
I read something about you said you do Match.com and you hope people pick things out. I read about like what women look for versus what men look for.
Oh,
they
sure.
say that women look for amount of money made each year and height first. Those are two things they look at, and then everything else.
Height, I believe.
Men but money look at the picture and nothing else. That's
right, that's it.
They just look at the picture and it's like, hey, you know what? If she's hot enough, we'll figure out that rest. All the rest can be figured out later on. Compatibility can be worked on.
But most 25-year-olds are not making money.
No, no, but divorce lawyer Matt.
If you ask,
divorce lawyer Matt was doing well right out of the gate.
If you well,
sucker fish on the misery Matt. Here comes the misery shark, Matt.
Thank God there's videos that they can see. I don't have tentacles. Yeah,
it is hentai.
If you talk, it all comes back to hentai.
It all does.
If you talk to my female friends,
it all comes back to hentai. Imagine how many disappointed Japanese boys there's going to be. Like, I was very excited about this podcast. I have no idea.
And we just got 101.5 to say, you know, we love this idea of the podcast, so we're going to host it. We're going to put it on the site. I'm thinking that title's going to be a little rough with the executives.
Oh, you think they know what hentai is? I think they're going to.
I'm thinking they're all going to Google it. They're going to be like, comes back to hentai. Oh,
yeah.
Let's see what these millennials are up to.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Tentacle porn. Bad. Very bad.
At which point I go, Spadia's idea.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah. I had Dennis and Judy would love this.
Yeah.
They would love
this. Is right up
there.
They
would love it. Yeah, they would definitely love it. But, God, that's awkward.
You go on to Match.com and you find this girl, and I liked what you said about the instant gratification thing about the generation. Do you see that a lot among, like, guys your age or girls your age who are getting divorced, that it's like, I thought marriage was just going to be fun. I had no idea that another person was involved.
Yes, and I'll tell you how it comes out. They'll come into my office and you'll say, what's wrong? And they'll say, well, you know, they didn't change. And I said, well, what do you mean they didn't change? And what they explain to you, they say a lot of things, but what it finally gets around to is, I had this idea of what this person could become.
Wow.
But they didn't. You know, they drank every other night and went out with their friends. Five out of seven nights of the week, and I thought that suddenly, by me marrying them, just how wonderful I am, they're going to stop.
Typically a woman saying that, or a man?
Nine times out of ten, that's the woman.
Women think they can change men.
Women think that. Women think that, and women do have a lot of power. There's no doubt about it.
They have all the power.
But they think they have the power to just terraform every man they meet and make them into what they want them to be. And we know that that's...
So are the men deceiving themselves out of the gate, or are they lying?
Are men deceiving themselves?
Like, I say, sure, I could change. I only do this now because I'm not married and settled down.
I mean, hey, listen, you go to meet somebody for the first time, ideally you don't dress like Jay. You put on a nice shirt, you run a comb through your hair.
You don't do anything like me.
See,
you don't talk
like me.
You dress like you. You'd wear the coat.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
You did. You combed your hair. Clearly combed
I combed my hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used a beard brush that my fiance got me.
I show up and I say, "This, take me or leave me. This is what I am." You don't want to lie on the first date.
Don't you think this is the honest way to do it?
Yeah,
look at it. I think marriages would last more if you started this way.
Yeah, absolutely.
See that, Jack?
Got your back. I tell that in my act. If you have five nipples, I'm not saying show up to the first date with your shirt off. I'm just saying at some point during the day, go, where do you stand on nipples? Scale of 1 to 5. Anything over 3, you're golden. You just want to let them know. That's what you do.
But see, that's the point, though. I think that it's never really been honest.
Mm-hmm.
Dating's always been about lying and deceit and trying to show a certain image of yourself.
Right.
But I think what this is doing, it has less to do with the person that's lying. It has more to do with what we're seeing. We're not looking as honestly as we used to.
Well, and I also think, and correct me if I'm wrong here, because I do feel like we're two married guys.
Mm-hmm.
And when you say to people, you know, marriage is hard. And you say that with a smile. You go, marriage is hard. I don't, does your generation, do you think, and I'm not trying to lead you, so I'm not leading the witness. You tell me if I'm off base here, where it's kind of like, well, no, it's supposed to be romantic and fun. Whereas we're coming from the perspective of, no, this is, listen, there's another person here, and she has very different ideas as to what, you know, the house should look like.
Well, relationships are work.
Right. Yeah.
But why should we think that it would be work? I mean, look at how most millennials start their lives. You're taken care of all the way through high school.
Mm-hmm.
Then you go to college, which it doesn't get any better than college, where basically you're financing your entire life to be paid at some point in the future.
Right. Especially if you're taking sculpture.
Exactly, right.
It's going to work out great for me.
And you're in debt to do it.
I'm taking classes called, hente porn or whatever.
Right.
Things that have nothing to do. No,
I can't believe that's not a class yet.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a hente porn.
No, hente porn. Yeah. I think there has to be a hente
class somewhere. I'm sure USC or something.
Yeah, hente porn and its influence on basket weaving, 207.
Yeah, so
there's a class somewhere. I'm sure. Yeah.
And then you prolong it if you're like me, because, you know, I studied politics and religion. Those are my majors. So I was either going to run for Pope.
Right.
Or I'd have to go to law school. So you delay reality a little bit further. So you don't need reality until you're
25. Love that honesty.
Right, yeah.
Love that honesty.
So why would you think you know, and by the way, again, so many people my generation grew up in homes where there was only one parent.
Right. So they see the problems, mm-hmm. and instead of sticking through it, they're like, well, my parents got divorced, so why not? I'll just shoot out of here, too.
Well, they don't get a positive example.
Gotcha.
I think that's what it is. So I've only seen the aftermath. I've never seen the hard work working well.
Right.
I've never had to work hard. Mm-hmm. But, hey, I'm going to get married at 27. Why would that work?
Because I want to wear a dress. It's a party.
And the bridesmaids. Party. And the honeymoon. So nice,
you get right? you get a page on the Knot or one of those other websites. Mm-hmm. You get to share the selfies, you and your ring.
Mm-hmm.
You're God, learning all fun. About this now. Right?
Yeah. Hopefully I'm avoiding most of it.
Wait, you're 32.
I just thought it was funny that you knew what the Knot was.
What's the Knot?
Oh, sure.
What is the Knot?
Sure, it comes up in briefs when he's...
That's what it is.
That's right. People are attaching it to motions.
I think Matt knows a lot.
Yeah.
I'm thinking there's a lot of information here.
Too much.
So wait, what is the Knot? Is it a website?
The Knot's a website. So now, because it's not...
It's like the Ring Show Off website?
It's like the Facebook of weddings.
Got it.
Okay. Right. So if you're going to have a wedding... Here we go. It's like the event page.
Got it. Okay.
All right. So that's where a lot of people aren't even doing save the dates anymore. They say, here's my Knot page. Go there and you click a form to let them know whether you're coming. Do you want chicken or salmon? Kidding. Are you bringing...
What's cheaper?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that part of it's good.
Do they have an option for, I'm coming to the reception, but not the ceremony? Because that's what I always say when everybody invites me to a wedding, especially if it's a Catholic wedding.
I love to go.
Oh, my
I always
God.
Go to the
that's
wedding.
The best part.
It's 9 hours, and a priest gives you a lecture on weddings or marriage.
No, it's quick. It's quick. As a Catholic who goes to Mass, I can tell you that the church wedding is quicker than any average Mass.
Let us, and
it counts.
Let's get a celibate.
You've got to time it right, though.
I want to hear from a celibate about marriage. Get up there. Let me hear that homily about marriage.
Here we go. It always devolves with this guy.
It's hard work. I'm sure it is. Yeah.
That's why for my wedding, if it works out, I've already recruited my college roommate, who's now a Franciscan priest.
Oh, really?
So I saw that he was a... I'm going to stop there because I don't want to get him defrocked, but I know that he was a real person.
Right. So you know at some point he was...
So when he gets up there and talks...
Mm-hmm. Wait, was this your college roommate?
Yeah, freshman and freshman sophomore year.
Well, that's a whole podcast.
He just said he was a religion major.
Right. I heard that. But when I hear...
D.C.
When I hear religion major, that could mean so many different things today.
It could.
Right? Like
it could. I mean, I guess it was technically theology.
Okay.
Theology and religious studies. I think that's the label.
That's a serious major.
It was kind of cool, too. I had a class with an imam from Iran. I had a class with a rabbi.
You said imam. I thought about, like, an electronic mom. That's all I heard was, like, somebody.
Wait, who's the millennial here? Who is the millennial?
He said imam. I thought he was talking about,
here's what's happened.
I said from the onset I was a poor representation.
Now crossed the line into Jessica's not embarrassed any longer. She's now disappointed.
There was
a head shake. Hey, that was. That was a, like, oh, boy. Here
if
we
you're
go.
Listening to this podcast, write in right now and tell me whether or not I was crazy for hearing imam. And hearing like imam.com, you know, like some
like
sort
an
of
electronic
like
mom.
Like a website.
What would an electronic mom do?
Yell at you for leaving your shoes on in the house. It knows.
To be fair, we all went to Catholic school. You did not.
I went to Catholic school
for
4 months before they thought it was a good idea for me not to be in Catholic school any longer.
I believe that. Yeah, I have no issue. Yeah.
They said, exactly. Well, I got in trouble for defrocking, and they said, you're frocking and defrocking way too often in the locker room when you need to go.
So no frocking. No frocking.
I thought everybody could frock. I'm sorry. Too much frocking. I hentai frocked, and I was in big trouble.
See, this is the problem is what you're doing, Jay, is you're bringing up hentai at each segment, so we'll have no choice but to name the podcast.
You're seeing the wisdom.
I see how you're doing it now. Jessica, you're producing this. You got to help me.
Danielson.
How do we steer him away?
Meatloaf t-shirt.
Thank you.
Now, there's a man way into hentai. He sings about it.
That
song, I Would Do Anything for Love, But I Won't Do That, he's speaking about hentai. A lot of people don't know that, but he told
me
that when he gave me the t-shirt.
You knew that.
He handed me the t-shirt, and he's like,
there you go.
He whispered. Sweater 3 ain't bad. That's what it is.
A boozy whisper in my ear. It's about hentai.
When he handed you the t-shirt, did it have deodorant stains on it? Did he take the t-shirt off and give it to you?
By the way,
does this look... stain's been there for a while.
Does this t-shirt look...
I'm not a scientist, but...
Like... Meatloaf is wearing it, number one. Number two, I get deodorant stains on everything.
Do you?
When I was doing the movie, every time they were like, Jay, do you have any deodorant stains? I was like, I'm pretty good on this one. And then they would come in and go, nope, we're going to have to change this entire outfit. I don't know how to put on deodorant and also a shirt.
Did you get to keep the clothes?
Oh, yeah.
See, now that's a good deal. I thought that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Unless you're playing a homeless bum.
Yeah.
That's a good deal.
Yeah, it was a Hallmark movie, this. It was a lot of Target stuff. You know, it wasn't like...
The movie is Meet My Valentine.
That's one of them. The other one was Love.
Well, that was the one I saw.
Yeah.
Well, Jessica actually watched the whole thing.
It's not all Target stuff. There's some BCBG. I had one of the shirts in the movie.
What's BCBG?
Wait. You have one of the shirts that who was wearing?
That I wore?
No, the Valentine.
You were wearing BCBG?
I don't know what that is.
It's definitely a female brand.
Did it have a deodorant stain on it? Because if so, it was mine.
Wait, who was wearing that? The wife?
For or the sister? Valentine.
Oh. Okay.
Whoever Valentine was.
I barely remember this movie, I'll be honest with you. It feels like 900 years ago.
Wow. Well, how do you feel about us then? Are you going to forget about us?
Oh, for sure.
In a year from now?
Thank you.
Whenever you guys aren't in the room, I'm like a dog. I'm like, oh, Bill's here. Hey, Bill. If there was a mirror here, I'd be pecking at it. I'd be like, who's that in there? It's, I think that guy's. Why does that guy have a deodorant stain on his shirt?
Wow. It just devolves so quickly.
Yeah.
It really does.
The key is to not be evolved at all. That way, it's not really devolving, you're just maintaining.
I like that.
That's actually my approach to marriage.
Now,
I set the bar very low.
Don't change.
Yeah, and it works. Uh-huh. It works for you.
I got to put that on my wall, my office.
Keep lowering the bar till you can't go any further.
Yeah.
Get married.
Now, here's the real question for your marital stability in the future. Will she be told that we did this podcast? And then will you share the link? See, that's the...
No.
See, Matt's thinking about it.
No.
Yeah, I got to think about this.
And then you have to think, if she decides, like, this is not working out, will you then hear clips of this podcast in court someday?
No doubt about it. See, now that's
the key thing.
No doubt about it.
Let me ask you this. How in love with you right now is she? Have you guys been together for long enough where... Because, Bill, your wife is similar to my wife. I will send my wife the link, and she'll never listen to it. So I can be assured.
Like, doesn't watch the show at night.
Well, that's probably a good strategy.
Yeah, no, I'll send her the link.
You're showing it, then you don't have anything to hide.
And then if, like, 2 years from now, if one of her girlfriends listens and goes, do you know he was talking about hentai porn for, like, literally an hour?
Literally.
And my wife will go, what? And I go, I sent you the link.
You had the link.
What are you? I'm not. You can't be mad at me. She'll still be mad at me.
Yeah.
But is she in love with you enough that if you sent her the link to this, she'll be like, I gotta listen. I gotta listen to my man on Bill and Jay and Jessica's podcast. I gotta hear him.
I think she loves me in spite of the crazy stuff I do.
Okay, all right.
I mean, between the crazy divorce stuff, and then I'm always talking with Bill on NJ115 about SaveJersey.com, which is my political life.
What is that?
It's a whole different person. Like, it's a whole side of Matt's personality.
Yeah.
Very thoughtful political guy.
I didn't know he was a divorce lawyer until this podcast.
You didn't know that? Really?
Well, until the Facebook post the other day. You're just the blog guy. Save Jersey blog.
You're the Save
New Jersey divorce lawyer. You know, any friends making mistakes, please tell them about it.
You helped my friend out of a car accident, so I don't know.
Wait, out of a car accident?
Wait, that's right. One of the chasers. Was that Morgan?
Well, you know, I mean, the thing is that when you...
I had no idea he was a divorce lawyer.
Was that Morgan?
Yeah.
When you are a divorce attorney, there's so many other things that just come into your orbit because people that you're representing are having issues.
Right.
So you got to learn. You almost got to learn how to do it.
Yeah.
Right? You got to be one-stop shop.
How busy are you?
How busy I am? I'm busy. I mean, my day usually starts. I'm either if I don't have court, I'm at the office at 7:30, 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
So I'm listening to you and I'm laughing at you and I'm like going and answering
me,
you with you. It depends on the day. Depends on the day.
True.
And then if you got court, you're there at 8 o'clock to be there when the doors open, and then some nights you don't get home until 10, 11, 12.
Wait.
I mean, it's a grind.
Why the blog? When do you do the blog then?
When do I do the blog?
Yeah.
Sometimes in between. Some homes I get back at 11 o'clock at night, have a Wawa coffee. I'm a South Jerseyan.
And love Wawa. It's free coffee today.
Yeah, it's free coffee.
So wait, you're,
and then
so
I blog into the early hours.
And the blog is just a labor of love? Is this something that you would, if somebody came along and said, Matt, love the blog, want to make it full time, would you go and do that, or would you still, grind on people's misery?
That'd be tough.
Yeah.
Because I love grinding on misery. I mean, we were talking earlier about how much you love that moment when you get the laugh.
Right.
I love that moment when I get the reaction. I think it's like the same kind of high.
In the blog. When somebody...
In court or in the blog?
Sometimes in court.
Right.
I was going to say.
When you land a really good blow.
Right.
That's usually why people get divorced.
That's...
Yeah.
Nicely done, Jay.
That was impressive.
I have to pat myself on the back for that.
I don't know that we can top that.
I don't think it's possible.
And sadly, that makes the title of this even worse.
Hentai and blow.
It's just
we're digging ourselves a hole here.
Right. It's just very, very bad. All right, Matt Rooney, all right, so what's the best? I want to give you the plug. So is it best that people find you at SaveJersey.com? or at your law firm?
Well, you can find me.
Plug both.
So if you're a millennial and you're primarily on Twitter, which that's the way things are going. Nobody's using Twitter. Facebook anymore.
I hate Facebook.
Nobody's using Facebook.
The kids are all on Instagram.
You Facebook?
No.
They are.
Right? If you talk to like high school kids, Instagram.
Snapchat.
Snapchat. They're like, Twitter? What are you, old?
I don't like Snapchat. I tried. I have it.
Yeah. I don't like those filters. Those filters are
that's
like
what
evil.
It's upsetting. They're like deer filters.
Yeah, it's like, hey, look, is my face swapped with Thomas the Tank Engine? You're like, leave me alone. You're an awful
face
human.
Face swap is horrible.
But the good news is, unlike this, it goes away after a certain amount of seconds.
Right. This lives forever. This lives forever. It really does.
And the long tail of pain that is the internet.
It will never go away.
Nope.
And we don't edit it either.
Nope.
So this is raw. Like this goes up. And,
oh, it's raw, right?
Yeah. And then at some point, I mean, that's what we'll have to be careful with the titles. Because I'm guessing it's the same thing like with sending that to your wife with the executives at 101.5. Like, I'll send them the link. I'm like, hey, what do you think? They're not going to listen to the whole 30 minutes.
I think it's got to be a balance between enticing without grossing out. So I'll find like a...
There'll be a balance.
A middle ground. I'll send it to you before I do it. I'll send an email.
The writing? The paragraph?
The title.
The title?
Right. Because... To me, I think...
I think we'll have to decide right here. We need a title. Let's get Matt's input.
Okay. How about a picture of a hen and then someone wearing a tie?
You know, that's pretty good. Title it with
tie?
I just don't know if that's appropriate.
And I'm sure there's...
I like what you did there.
I'm sure there's chicken-based hen tie. I'm sure there
gotta
is.
Gotta be. There's an emoji, actually. There's a tie emoji we could use.
Well,
is there a hen emoji?
Yeah,
I thought you were saying there was an emoji of hentai.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sure...
No. I don't know. No, but, well...
It's just an elongated eggplant.
I can't wait to see the analytics for this thing. And it's just going to be a giant spike in Tokyo.
That's what's going to happen.
A few people in Jersey, a couple in New York.
See, this is why we said we don't know what we're going to do until we get there.
Yeah.
You're Japanese.
Oh, yeah.
I did hear that.
That's why you're so...
And I was upset.
All right, so this is how the hentai thing came up. I did the... Oh, God. Thanks, Jessica. I thought we have gone through the entire thing, and I've avoided the whole conversation about my being Japanese.
Yeah.
So I grew
up. How did we talk about hentai the entire time and not bring up the
fact
that you're...
Jay has a porn issue. So to Jay, it was not about, like, it's hentai because I planted that seed about the Japanese thing. It would have been another kind of porn. Because that's the thing. He's helping me write these jokes. And like, it all, literally every single intro is like, hey, you know, you can mention porn.
Yeah.
I don't know that I want to mention porn. Why do I have to mention porn?
I just want to get the word out about porn. I don't know if people are aware.
It's porn awareness.
I just want people to know. It's like, listen, you don't have to go there, but if you need to, here's where it is.
So I did the DNA
test. I feel
test.
A lot more comfortable if your hands are on the table.
One of them needs to be the other one.
It seeds, that's a spiral downward.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, real quick, I'm Japanese. I took the DNA test, and it was shocking. I mean, it was jarring the way they have it because it's prominent. There's a big bar, and it just says Japanese.
And I was disappointed you're not Ukrainian, because I'm Ukrainian, and I thought that was another thing we shared.
Well, I don't know how to break this to my
mother.
We were
going to die Easter eggs tonight.
My mother, I don't think, believes it. She's going to deny the DNA test because she says she is half Ukrainian.
You got to go on Maury. And just have like a Japanese person come out and be like, well, I'm related to
him. Who's my real mother?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, there's a whole issue here. There really is.
Yeah.
All right. So my mother's off the list, the distribution list of this podcast.
Yeah. I feel like most of the people we know should probably.
I think everyone we know should not get
it.
This.
Yeah.
But so that happens. So it turns out I am a Balkan. So.
Oh, from Star Trek.
Right.
Yeah. I love those guys. Yeah.
That's who I am.
You are an emotionalist person.
I think I'm from Transylvania. So yeah, I'm a Japanese vampire. That's what my DNA test essentially said. Isn't that crazy?
That's
with a little bit of North African.
Isn't that your next film you're working on?
The Japanese vampire. Yeah, it's for the Hallmark Channel. It's going to be a very disturbing Christmas movie. Merry Christmas. Oh my God, Japanese vampire brought pornography.
Wow, I knew it'd come back to that.
I just wanted to, I was looking for a good callback.
All right, so we haven't named it yet. Do you want to, should we name it?
I think Japanese vampire.
Japanese vampire. I think Japanese vampire is it. Is that, we
agree?
Yeah,
sounds great.
Do we vote? Is that how we do this? Does our millennial guest get a vote?
Because
it could be a tie. That's the problem.
He's a divorce lawyer, and after this goes live, I might need him. So I'm going to give him a vote.
You're going to take Jay's vote. All right,
I'm probably going to need myself. So.
Yeah. Japanese vampire it is. All right, Matt Rooney, SaveJersey.com. Jessica Nutt, Jay Black. I'm Bill Spadia. We don't have a Twitter handle, do we?
We can get one.
No, let's not. Let's just, it's at Chasing Jess Nutt,
yep.
at Bill Spadia, at J Black Comedy, and at Matt Rooney NJ.
That's it.
Look at that. I remembered all that.
Perfect.
Huh? All right. See you soon.
All right.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Hey, man, that was great.